Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. Here we are, October 3rd, and man, it feels like it's been quite the evening. I don't know about for you.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
A Life of a Showgirl came out last night. I apologize in advance. We're going to be talking a lot about it this morning. Just listening to that last night, finding out, you know, what my favorite songs were. What do you guys think? Have you guys listened to it? And then I have a little special guest this morning here in studio with
really?
Me.
Really?
My daughter Sophie came in with us this morning.
Sophie! What's up, Sophie?
Good morning, everyone.
Oh my God.
What's up, bestie Steph?
What's up, girl? It is so good to see you. I think it's the perfect day to have Sophie on the show because I think you're a certified Swiftie and we can break down the whole album.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you
yes,
excited ma'am. To? I feel like today's like a Swiftie holiday.
Oh, yeah. Today, all my girls are out here today. We got this new album. We got game one of the WNBA
Yay!
Finals.
Yeah,
let me hear it for my Aces.
Yeah, baby.
So today's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is.
We
yes,
are
it
very
is.
Excited about that. Yeah. So, yeah, she'll be in here. Maybe I'll put her there in the studio with you, Steph.
Yes.
You guys can, we can all talk about the new album and stuff. But yeah, super excited about that. She came in last night. So
yeah.
I was like, do you want to go in, do the show with me tomorrow? And I was shocked when you actually said yes.
She would wake up this early in the morning.
We got to do what we got to do for our Vegas community, honey. What am I, you know how it goes.
10 out of 10. No notes, baby.
6-7. I don't know what else to say.
Look at him. Like, oh, no, look at me, Mercedes, trying to be cool
I
with
know.
The Gen Z slang.
I'm cool, mom.
No, it's going to be great. I feel like there's going to be like a new energy with the show today, especially with Taylor Swift and everything that surrounds it.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So, yeah, I'm just curious what everyone thought of the album. Call us, text us, 702-364-9400. We still have more passes to give away for tonight's Taylor Swift album release listening party that we are doing at Jackpot Bar and Grill. We are going to have Taylor merch. We're going to have food, drinks. It's going to be so much fun. We've got some games planned. So we want you to join us. We've got a 4-pack of tickets along with a 4-pack of tickets to the official release party, Life of a Showgirl, showing at AMC Theaters. So make sure you're listening just after 6 o'clock for that. How was your night last night?
My night was good. It was busy. I'm getting ready to go out of town soon, so there was packing and stuff. But I took Momo to the groomer yesterday, and we confirmed something with Momo, and I think I talked to you about it, is that remember he was having really bad ear infections?
Yeah, yeah.
We did everything for him. We did all the medication. Turns out he's allergic to chicken, duck, and turkey.
Oh my gosh, boy's gonna be eating filet mignon for the rest of his life.
No kidding. Well, he can eat fish, he can eat beef, he can
okay.
eat pork, right? But the groomer a month ago, so not yesterday's appointment, but the appointment before, she noticed that his ear wasn't getting better. And she told me this nugget about, hey, try for a month not giving him chicken, duck, or turkey. And maybe he's allergic to it. Don't go through the test because it's going to spend a lot of money. Just try it. We went 30 days without it. And she goes, his ear has gotten a lot better.
Wow, who knew?
I know, and I guess there's some weird allergic reaction to dogs. I think maybe flat-faced dogs experience that. So yeah, now I have to watch what Momo eats.
Oh my gosh, and chicken is just so easy to give them.
Like, I know.
The foods with chicken, their dog foods, oh my gosh. Well, you guys, I mean, that's good that you finally have a definitive answer.
Right.
You know, poor thing was probably like, please help me, you know?
He loves chicken too, Aww. So he can't eat chicken for the rest of his life.
No more chicken. Nuggets, Momo. Sorry about
that. How was your guys' night?
It was good. Sophie came into town last night. Just listened to the album. Our Yankees won last night. I'm sorry about your Padres.
It's heartbreaking.
I know.
Good for you guys.
I love October baseball. It is like one of my favorite times of the year. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's just an excitement in the air. I'm really excited about our party tonight. And then tomorrow I'll be hosting that screening that we're doing. So
nice.
Just, it's going to be a fun weekend. And then we're going to go to the Aces game on Sunday.
You guys are?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited for you guys. I'm so excited. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a fun show today. So make sure you stick around. We've got so much coming up. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes the things that stick with you the most from school have absolutely nothing to do with the lessons that you learn. There is a first grade teacher in Namibia, and she has gone viral for a lesson that's not about reading, it's not about math, but it's about protecting yourself. And her name is Gelda Waterboer, and she's teaching her students a little song about their private parts. Here's how it goes.
These are my private parts. These are my private parts. No one should touch them. No one should squeeze them. And if you touch my private parts. And if you touch my private parts, I will tell my mother. I will tell my father. I will tell my teacher.
It is blown up on TikTok, more than 160 million views. Some people say it's brilliant. They say it's brave. Others are like, okay, this is a little intense for little kids. But she says the reason she's so passionate is because she wishes that someone had told her that when she was at their age. And she wants the kids to know that their body belongs to them. They're allowed to say no, even to adults that they trust. Did you ever have a teacher who just gave you some kind of wisdom that you still carry to this day? 702-364-9400. And what do you guys think of that song? Do you think it's too much for kids that age, first grade? Or do you think, good, I'm glad they're teaching them something like that?
I think it's so important to talk about these kind of things. I feel like when we were younger, it was taboo, or like parents taught you. But sometimes the parents didn't teach you, the teachers taught you. So I think this is brilliant. But when I think of a professor or a teacher that taught me a lesson outside of academics, it has to be my communication professor at San Diego State. He was the best. His name was Michael Rapp. And I remember it was our last semester of college. All of us seniors were stressed out. We're in our capstone classes. You know, everything is just dwindling down to us. And the first day of class, I'll never forget, he told us something like, these classes, these assignments, all of this here in your college is not important as your mental health. Take care of your brain. Take care of your body. If you need a personal day, or if you need to catch up on something outside of here, you come talk to me, because at the end of the day, the only thing that is most important is your well-being.
Yeah. And I mean, what a good lesson to teach your kids. Because like, I feel like we get so wrapped up in, oh, I have to memorize this, I have to learn this. But you do forget about your mental health.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Is there someone that sticks out to you?
Yeah, for sure. It was my 11th grade English teacher, Mr. Heyman. And he, like, I never had an English teacher. He kind of reminded me of Mr. Keating from Dead Poets Society. He was just, the way he taught was so unconventional. He was very passionate about these writers. And he actually taught me to love so many big writers. Robert Frost is my favorite poet to this day, thanks to him. He just, Walt Whitman and John Steinbeck, and he just like opened my eyes to all these amazing works of literature. But the thing he taught me the most, it was confidence. So when it came time to register for my senior year, I just signed up for plain old regular English. And he found out and he came to me. He's like, why are you not signing up for AP English? And I was like, I don't really think I'm smart enough for that class. It just seems like that would be way too hard for me. And you'll never forget what he told me. He said, Mercedes, sometimes the only difference between people who succeed and people who don't is that one of them believed that they belonged in the room. You belong in that room.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. And I ended up registering for AP English and I got a 4 on my test.
No, you didn't.
So I was like, I mean, this guy, he totally gave me that confidence that I needed, you know?
I took AP English and I didn't even take the AP test. I went back to regular English second semester.
That's okay. You protected your mental health.
I sure
That's
did. All that matters.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04 and it is October 3rd, finally Friday. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are so excited for the show today. Of course, Taylor's album is finally out. Woo! And we will be talking about that all morning long. So apologies in advance if you are not a Swiftie. But yeah, that is definitely the big story. Also this morning, we have a Swiftie in the house. My daughter Sophie came in with us.
Yay. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Sophie. It's so good to see you here. Our certified Swiftie is in the house on a perfect day.
We had to bring her in today of all days so she could help break down everything for us. Just before we like truly get into it, just generally speaking, how do you feel this album turned out?
Overall, I think it's really, really good. I mean, Taylor always brings something new to the table, you know, and this is truly a new era. It has its own flavor to it. And I think it's really interesting to see, instead of the on stage showgirl, the behind the scenes showgirl. It's not the flashy, glittery thing that we all expected. But even if you look at the photos she released, it's the showgirl behind the scenes and getting that look inside how she feels about certain things and certain people, which we can talk about
later. I'm so excited to dive deeper with Sophie because you know that each song she has something to say about. Is that right?
Yeah, and Sophie was like telling me this one is about so-and-so. This is definitely about so-and-so. And so, yeah, we'll get into all of that.
The tea is hot.
Yes, we love it. You know, a lot of people are just probably waking up right now for the first time. Well, not for the first time, but, you know, for the morning. And some people use an alarm clock to get up in the morning. And I don't know if this is genius or if this is going to backfire, but did you see Holiday Inn Express is testing what they're calling a scent-based alarm clock?
No.
This isn't in the U.S. right now. It's like in Singapore, Thailand, Australia, New Zealand, Japan. Basically, they will, instead of your like phone blaring at you, you wake up to the smell of like coffee or bacon or blueberry muffins. Ooh. It's like, it's your own personal like Waffle House in the room with you. So I was thinking about this, like, part of me loves this idea. Like, who wouldn't want to wake up to the smell of like bacon cooking? That reminds me of being a kid. You know, my mom used to make bacon in the morning. I'd be like, oh, it's time to get up. But like, if Vegas hotels did this, what do you think the local scent should be?
Ooh, a local scent
that would wake people up.
Like a construction type of smell? Or what are you thinking?
I was thinking of like, you know, Mandalay Bay smell. Like, get that, pump that smell up. I love that smell. And that would get me up. That would motivate me to get up. Or if you could pick your own personal smell for your own alarm clock, what would you pick?
Well, when I think of hotels, I immediately think of the first hotel that I lived in a hotel when I first moved here because they put me up in a hotel.
Yes, that's right.
And it was Silverton. And at the Silverton, there's a certain certain scent. And I would say the description of Silverton, it's like a sandalwood incense-y type of smell.
I like that.
I like incense. I like Palo Santo. I like frankincense. I think it's called like Nong Chambre or something like that. I like the smell of incense. So if that would be my scent to choose from a hotel, it would be Silverton.
Okay, that's a really good scent. I haven't been there for a minute. What about you, Sophie? If you had your alarm clock gave off a scent, what scent would you want it to be?
See, I just immediately think of Disneyland. And if you know Soarin' Over California, there's a scene where you fly over the orange fields and you get the smell of the oranges.
Yes.
I would love that.
Ooh.
See, I love the Disney water, but I don't think I could do the Disney water.
What about Pirates of the Caribbean smell? What about that smell?
I love the Disney water when I'm awake.
Good one, Sophie. I don't know if I would want to smell that either. That's a good smell. That or in Soarin' Over the World, you know when they're at the Taj Mahal?
Yes.
That smell of the flowers? Oh, I love that smell.
I kind of like the smell of Grizzly River Run. I'm not going to lie. It's like a fresh water smell.
How do you smell anything? I'm soaking wet on that ride. So much coming up. On the way next, we have What's Trending. Taylor's new album is finally here, already breaking records. And she's got Sabrina on the title track, sample George Michael. Her fans are headed to the movies this weekend. We're going to get into all of it coming up next in What's Trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's do it. It is time to win, and we have Natalie, your caller 20.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to do this? I hear you have someone helping you out today. Who's in the car with you?
Autumn.
Hi, Autumn. Yeah. Okay, let's do this, guys. We've got these passes for our Taylor Swift album release party tonight, along with tickets to the official release party of A Showgirl at AMC Theaters. Your category is Jam Session. So International Music Day was on Wednesday, and these are all things associated with music, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, all we need is 6 and 60 seconds, and you guys got this. Are you guys ready?
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
If I'm a singer, I sing into one of these.
The microphone?
Yes. Six strings, I'm strumming my...
Guitar?
Yes.
Guitar?
This is the instrument Lisa Simpson plays.
The saxophone?
Yes. Life is Beautiful was one of the big ones in here in town. A music... What? It was a big old... you know what? I'm not gonna. Well, let's pass on that. When you go to a bar and you sing along to the lyrics, you're doing what?
Karaoke.
Yes. If I go see my favorite artist perform, I'm going to their what?
Concert.
Yes. If you have a record, you put it on this. Two of these in a microphone.
Turntable.
Yes, nice. Yes, yes. Someone is a Beck fan here. Oh my gosh, I'm impressed.
I was wondering what song you were referencing.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Oh, nice.
You guys are awesome. Congratulations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
So apparently more than a quarter of people in this country have already had some kind of romantic relationship with AI. And we're not just talking flirty chats either. We're talking dating relationships, even committed ones with their robot Romeo or digital diva. Here's a kicker. Over half of those people are also in a real relationship with an actual human at the same time. So I guess you're multitasking. I don't know. It's just, I have a relationship with my chatbot. I will not deny it. I look to it for information and for advice sometimes, but I know it's a robot. I know it's not real. I don't feel like an emotional attachment to it.
That is just weird to wrap my head around. And honestly, if I knew, like if, let's say James, who doesn't even use ChatGPT and doesn't like it, had a relationship with it, and let's say started having flirty feelings for it, that's emotional cheating for me.
Do you think so?
Yes, absolutely. He's having these feelings for something else other than just solely on me.
Well, you're not alone because half of Americans agree with you. Like, that is completely
half,
cheating.
Though?
A third say no. And then there's 17% say, yeah, it's cheating, but it's okay. Because, like, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? What's going to happen?
It could lead to other emotions. Let's say, oh, okay, you know, I'm okay. She's okay with me liking my AI. Maybe if I just secretly tell her or don't tell her that I have these feelings for my coworker. You know what I mean? Like, it could lead to
that. It could lead to a real life relationship is what
yes,
you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, that's valid. I was going to say, you're not going to go cheat with your chatty. You know what I mean? It's.
I mean, you could send pictures to chatty. You can send pictures.
It can open up other doors. I definitely agree with that. It's just, it's getting to be a lot, you know, and with this actress, this AI actress
that's
that everyone's
right.
talking about.
Tilly or Tally
yeah,
or something like that.
I don't know. It's just wild. It was funny because my daughter Sophie, she's in today, and she was like, "Oh, poor dad." And I was like, "What?" And she tell him what you just told me.
He sent me this awesome video, and it was like, "Oh, Japan unveils new Pokemon train," and it was of Rayquaza, and he's kind of like he looks kind of like a dragon. And I opened up the video and I was like, oh, this is very AI.
Oh.
Like the front of the train was of the character's mouth and it was moving. And I was like, oh. No.
Like he doesn't realize when he sends her AI videos that they're AI. He thinks they're like real.
Oh, my gosh. So what did you tell him or like do we have to like let him know?
Yes, I told him. I was like, this is super AI.
How do you know it's AI, though?
You know, it's just like, that's just not real. I feel
the
like
quality.
Also, sometimes it can be like super saturated. Like the image, it just doesn't look quite right.
Got it.
Have you ever taken one of those AI photos where you like tell it?
Never.
Like, the Scream ones. Have you seen that? It's like,
I have.
They'll be in the 2000s in the Scream scene and they're on their bed on the phone and stuff. Like, it's wild that those can
Wait,
be created.
Those are AI.
Those are AI. You thought those were real?
I thought it was someone like a second
Step
person.
Step that duped.
I thought it was literally like a someone dressed in a Scream outfit in the
no,
back.
No,
like,
those are all generated.
Oh my gosh. Me and Matt need to take AI photo
yes,
classes.
Yes, you absolutely do. Oh, wow. Well, okay, let's talk about the life of a showgirl. Taylor Swift's new album dropped today, and guess what? Krispy Kreme, they are on board. Their original glazed donuts are out and they're bright orange right now in honor of the album. They're also selling a spotlight dozen with 9 orange glazed and 3 swirl donuts with orange and green icing. I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't need Taylor to release an album for me to want to get the donuts from Krispy Kreme, but now this makes them even more festive, you know?
Yeah, I love Krispy Kreme because they're always on top of the trends. They're on top of the national days. they're like Nurses Week, you get a free, if you show your pass, you get your free donut for your, if you're a nurse. Like, they're always on top of it.
It's definitely one of those places that keeps like up with the trends. Did you see, you know, the I love Swig. Like, we go to Swig all the time, and they have a Taylor drink today, and it's like orange, it's sparkly, and it's only for today. So I think it's like mango puree in there, and it's orange flavored. But yeah, like, a lot of businesses are doing Taylor's themed products today.
So smart. But I tried Swig. I think they came here and I tried the dirty soda. I think it's okay. Maybe I need to try another drink. But when I tried it, I was like,
Poppin' pineapple. That's okay. My drink. The Poppin' pineapple is my absolute favorite, but instead of Sprite, I get it with Fresca because it brings down the calories a little bit. And they have these little strawberry popping things in it. It's kind of like boba, but it's not chewy.
Ooh.
And you take a drink and it goes in your mouth and it pops, and it's like so good. Oh, I love it. You gotta try a Poppin' pineapple.
Poppin' pineapple love from it. Swig. Okay.
Fresca, not Sprite.
Fresca, not Sprite. Got it.
Finally, this morning, only in Vegas. You guys have probably heard about the Underground House, right? The Underground House here in Las Vegas. Have you heard of it?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh. This house, it's been around for decades. It just hit the market for $8.5 million. Looks totally normal. It's been on and off the market for years. One kitchen, one bedroom, one bathroom, but you walk downstairs or you take the elevator if you're fancy, and boom, you are in this gigantic 1970s luxury bunker that has four bedrooms, three bathrooms, a pink kitchen, a bar, a rec room, a swimming pool, even a fake skylighting. It's kind of like if Disney's Haunted Mansion met like a fallout shelter. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you've got $8.5 million just lying around, you've always wanted a panic room that kind of feels like a disco, we got you covered on that.
I don't know how I would feel about being in an underground house. I feel like I always need sunlight in my house for me to feel like I'm in a real place. Like, if I'm in this place, I feel like I'm in a bub. You remember the show Paradise?
Yes.
I would feel like I'm in paradise, like in not literally.
Not in a good place.
Exactly. I need something to feel real, and I need sunlight.
I that's how I feel when I go in the casinos. I'm like, what time of day is it? I don't even know. Like, you can't even see anything. So if that's your vibe, $8.5 million is all it's going to cost you. Ladies in the morning, 7:22. So today is a big day. Of course, Life of a Showgirl is out, but it's also a big day for a teenage boy here in the Valley. At least I think it's here in the Valley, because Tom Brady, he has a house here in Las Vegas. He's part owner of the Raiders, right? Does he have an affiliation with the Las Vegas Aces too?
Yeah, he's part owner.
Okay, yeah. So he's got his whole life set up here. But I guess he's teaching his teenage son how to drive right now. And that's always exciting, right? You're learning how to drive. But I guess he's teaching him how to drive by using football terms. So he's calling like defensive plays in the passenger seat like it's the Super Bowl. And he's even talking about in an interview that, you know, 32 years, he has never had a ticket in his life. So he is the person to teach his son how to drive. So, you know, I think that I just immediately reverted back to learning how to drive. Who taught you how to drive? And was it a disaster or not? Because I don't like this football terms thing. That is just making me nervous. I wonder how his son is dealing with that. But when I learned how to drive, my dad insisted that I learn on a stick shift, because he said, you need to be able to drive any car in any situation. And he thought he was like preparing me for life's emergencies. And I thought I would use it, and I never used it. I did use it once in Europe when we rented a car and they gave us a stick shift, and my husband didn't know how to drive a stick, so I had to drive us all around Europe.
So you're telling me you had to drive a stick shift in Europe and on the other side of the road?
Yeah. No. Wait, it was in Germany. Same side. Thank goodness. Yeah.
I didn't know Germany is on the right side.
Yeah, Germany and Austria and Hungary. These were all the countries that we were in, and they were all on that. So thank God. Oh my gosh, if it was in England, I would cry. But what was your driving experience like? Who taught you to drive? Was it a disaster? 702-364-9400. How was it for you?
Surprisingly, it was pretty smooth. But when the clutch, my dad wanted to teach me clutch too. I was like, absolutely not. I was stalling back and forth for hours. He was trying to teach me, but I'm like, Dad, I'm not going to get it. Like, just give it up. And from there, when once I snapped at him, he was like, fine. Never mind. We're all just going to give up here.
That's a thing. I think that dads get frustrated. I don't know. Yes. My daughter Sophie is in here. Be honest. Like, I kind of taught you how to drive. Don't you think? It was the majority of it was me, right?
I would say it's about a 50-50 split.
Really? Dad taught you more?
Well, 50-50 is not more. Okay. But, you know, he, I feel like, taught me at the beginning. And I think you're right that he would get frustrated when I just wasn't getting it right away. Because when you're learning to drive, like, your only true, like, my true experience of driving was video games and Autopia at Disneyland, where you're on a track.
Yes! So it's Autopia.
You don't have to steer the wheel because you're just being guided along the track.
That was everyone's first driving experience, wasn't it?
At Autopia, isn't that where you also get like a fake driver's license too?
Yes.
Oh my God, what a time. What a time.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So do you think it was a disaster when you learned from us, or do you think it was a success?
Well, overall, it's a success because I like to consider myself a safe driver. But I also, of course, had to do driving school.
Yes.
And my instructor was a super cool woman. And actually, she introduced me to K-pop.
Oh! So
without learning to drive, I would have never become a K-pop fan. So
thank you,
yeah.
Driver. Do you remember her name?
I think her name was Amber.
Hey,
so
Amber,
if you're out there, thank you for introducing me to Twice and Blackpink.
Victoria is on. Hey, Victoria, who taught you to drive and was it a disaster?
So it was in the UK on a stick shift on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, no.
And he took me on my second lesson on the freeway. I overtook an 18-wheeler and clipped it.
What?
Oh, no. What happened to the 18-wheeler?
He was fine, but I scratched his car all the way down like a tin opener.
Like you're opening a can of tuna fish or something.
Or some fish and chips if you're in the UK.
Oh, why do you think it's like the guys that get more frustrated when teaching?
I don't know, but I do remember the first time I was ever behind the wheel was with my mom and my friends. We were at the parking lot of In-N-Out back in San Diego, and all of a sudden my mom wanted to be the cool mom. She goes, let's pull over and let's have everyone just go around the parking lot. My friend's parents had no idea,
really?
By the way. Yeah, but like my mom wanted that adventure. She wanted to like test her teaching knowledge. And then there's my dad who wanted to make me drive stick shift, and I'm like, this is out of my reach. Like, this is not something that I can do. And maybe dads try to like push you, but for me, I can't. I need to be in a little comfort zone for some reason.
That's, I think you stay relaxed. My downfall, though, I know when I drive, I always grab the side of the car. Sophie just thought, is that what you hate about me when you drive?
Yeah, it's because sometimes like I'll be driving and I'm doing a good job and I see in my peripheral vision, you're gripping the overhead handle for dear life. I'm like, I'm going the exact speed limit. It's okay.
I'm scared.
They call that handle the oh bleep handle.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Oh bleep.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Emily, I love that you know the intro to the Mega Minute.
Did you sing that along with us, Emily?
I sing along with you, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Just for that reason only, I really hope you win the Mega Minute. That's amazing. Your caller 20. Let's do this. You ready?
We're ready. I have Mackenzie and Jamal here.
Oh, hey, you guys. How you doing?
Hey.
All right, the more people, the better. If I hear a correct answer from anyone, I'm going to move on to the next question. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Mm-hmm. You get them all right, and you're going to see Ed Sheeran. Are you ready, Emily and friends?
We're ready.
All right.
All right, guys. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, you guys ready to do this?
Yes, we're ready.
And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which artist just released their album, The Life of a Showgirl?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. What is the only bird that can fly backwards?
Hummingbird?
Yes. What color hair does Ed Sheeran have?
Orange. Red.
Yes. How many main Teletubbies were there?
Five.
No. What part of the eye contracts or expands based on how much light there is?
Iris?
No.
Pupil.
Yes, pupil is correct. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried voiced which animal in Aladdin?
Who was his name? Abu?
No. What is Superman's alter ego name?
Superman, Clark Kent.
Yes, a polygraph test detects what?
If you're lying.
Yes, what condition is characterized by an abnormal curve of the spine?
Scoliosis.
Yes, what do you call psychic mind-to-mind communication from a distance?
Telepathy.
Yes, so how many main Teletubbies were there?
There
were four, you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Bonus points. Does anyone know the Teletubbies? Lala.
Pixie Wixie. Dipsy. Lala. Poe.
Oh my gosh. Wow, you win the Mega Minute stuff.
No, I can't win. I can't win anything.
Emily, I'm so sorry. Yeah, there were four Teletubbies. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried voiced which animal in Aladdin? That was the parent, Iago. I would have accepted either one. And then other than that, you guys got the rest correct, but it wasn't enough to win the Mega Minute. I'm so sorry. Hang up. Call right back. Caller 20, you're getting these tickets, two of them, to see Ed Sheeran, his Loop tour at Allegiant Stadium in July. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Good news, bad news. According to a new study, your brain is at its absolute best between the ages of 55 and 60.
No way.
Right? That's when all your wisdom finally catches up to all those things you forgot that you already forgot. After that, though, it's a slow slide down. Fluid intelligence, the reasoning, memory stuff, that peaks in your 20s and then it fades, which explains why I cannot remember where I park my car most days when I go to the store. I can't explain to you in detail, though, like certain, like I remember songs like Beat Mercedes, like yeah. It's weird how certain things stay with you. They say the late 50s are the sweet spot. You've got experience, you've got judgment, you've got financial literacy on your side, but you can still remember like where you put your keys.
Yeah, you know what's weird is like I feel like I have two sides to me. Like work me is so organized, it remembers what to do, it remembers everything, but like when James tells me to do stuff for our personal life, like I can't remember for the life of me. For example, yesterday, he goes, don't forget to check in Southwest, babe. Don't forget to check in for Southwest. I'm like, I got it, babe. I have a reminder. It comes. He goes, did you check in? I was like, no, I forgot to check in. And it's like, here I go, checking in. And I get a C. I hate the boarding pass.
Oh, the C is the worst. Oh, my God.
So luckily he has a B, so he's going to save my C.
Okay, that's perfect. Have you ever done this? Like, this is when I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is wrong with me? Where I'm like, okay, I got to set an alarm for tomorrow, you know, whatever, 8:30, set the alarm. I wake up, it's like 9. I'm like, why didn't the alarm go off? I look, I put 8:30 in the calculator.
Stop! No!
Have you ever done that?
Luckily, I've never done that because I have like six alarms sometimes, especially for the morning. Like I snooze so bad. I tell myself, I'm going to get out of bed at 3.
Oh.
Here I am at 3:45.
It's like rolling out eventually.
Yeah.
Also this morning, the money in sports right now is wild. Who do you think tops the list this year for the highest paid athletes of 2025? If you had to take a guess.
Is it football? American football?
No, it is not. But there are American football players on the list.
Okay. Can you give me the sport?
Soccer.
Really?
Yes.
Is it Messi? Lionel Messi?
No, that's a good guess. Do you want to take a guess, Sophie? Who do you think it is?
I think I'm going to go with Speed's man, Ronaldo.
Oh!
Cristiano Ronaldo tops the list, $275 million. Steph Curry comes in second. He makes $156 million. Tyson Fury is third. Is he a boxer?
Boxer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott made the list with $137 million.
Wow.
Messi, LeBron, Juan Soto, Benzema, who's the Benzema?
Soccer?
Benzema.
Yes. But Sophie's schooling us.
Yes, Benzema from soccer.
Okay. Thank you. Shohei Ohtani is on the list, and Kevin Durant all round out the top ten.
No Patrick Mahomes?
No, surprisingly, not in the top 10. I'm sure he still is doing fine.
I mean, yeah, they're probably still making millions for sure.
Finally, this morning, here is a humbling one. Kids think you are officially old at the age of... What do you guess?
I'm scared to know. I'm going to say 30.
Okay, Sophie, you're the really young one here. What do you think? When do you think someone's officially old? Be honest.
Old, scared to know.
See, my answer really differs from the rest of my generation, because I would say, like, people would say like something like 30, 35. But for me, I think you are not old until you are 65, because that's when... you start getting some kickbacks on the taxes, you know? Like, that's when they're like, oh, like, you've hit this age, you know? Well, here's a little extra standard deduction.
Okay. I like that
answer, too.
Well, according to this, it's 49. This new survey of kids between 7 and 16 found nearly half say their parents are already old. 1 in 5 kids say you stop having fun at 30. Aww. And some even think you're boring or too out of shape to play sports once you hit that milestone.
Ouch! You know what? I mean, from a girl who's in her mid-30s, I mean, I being a dancer for almost all my life until I hit 25, and then I got into radio, and I just flatlined on anything athletic, I feel like I'm old. Like, physically.
No, you're not.
I'm at the gym on the Stairmaster, and I'm huffing and puffing.
Girl, yesterday I was doing, like, my weights. I didn't want to go to the gym, so I just did them at home, and I'm in the living room, and all I'm doing is literal bicep curls. And I'm like, when did these get so heavy? Like, I look down, they're 8-pound weights.
Stop.
I'm like, what is wrong with me? It was really bad.
Didn't you say you used to do CrossFit and stuff, though?
Used to. Keywords.
Used to.
The kids listed their old people red flags, gardening, drinking tea, saying the phrase the good old days. Is there something that people do that indicate that they're old to you, Sophie?
For me, it's like not being able to use like a Venmo or a Zelle. Or when I say Venmo, they're like, who is she? I'm like, oh, who is like Zelle from Beauty and the Beast? I'm like, no,
Zelle?
Not quite.
That's Belle, honey, not Zelle.
Yeah, that is a sure sign. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amy, you're caller 20.
Yeah. Hi.
Good morning. You ready to play Heads Up?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, we've got this great prize pack. 4 passes to our Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party tonight at Jackpot Bar and Grill. Tickets to check out the official release party of a showgirl at AMC Theaters. Your category this morning is CD player. CD player day was on Wednesday. So these are all different kind of old school items. Items that you don't really see a lot anymore, okay?
Okay.
6 and 60 is all we need. You ready to do this?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
You set this so you wake up on time in the morning?
The alarm.
This is, it's circular and you put it on a player to listen to music?
CD.
No, it's bigger than a CD.
Oh, a record.
Yes. This is how people tell time, but it's not on their wrist. It's in their like pants instead. It's they pull it out and then they look at it and they see the time.
I'm going blank.
Okay,
just that one.
Pass. This is what like in your kitchen on the wall and you put your finger in and you turn it with different numbers to call someone. It's a
The rotary phone.
Yes. This is, before computers, this is, I would get my documents on one of these. I'd press the keys on a... you need ink for it, and hit return, and ding!
Typewriter.
Yes. This typewriter. Is, how you would... Oh,
no,
man! These were hard! Oh, Amy, I'm sorry. Yeah, we didn't even get it. We only got 4. The one we skipped was pocket watch.
That
pocket
was hard.
Watch. That's like the 40s. Like, who carries pocket
no
watches?
One.
Oh, my gosh. And then I was trying to get Magic 8-Ball. Like, this is how we used to tell the future. With the Magic 8-Ball. But, oh, I'm so sorry. That means we did not get a winner. Caller 20, you're going to win right now. 4 tickets to...
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you feel like your grocery bill is giving you jump scares lately, you are definitely not alone. A new poll found that almost half of Americans, 47%, say groceries are harder to afford compared to last year. Only 19% say it's gotten easier, and I would love to know where they shop.
Yeah.
It's gotten easier. Even across party lines, most people agree. So, yeah, the price of eggs, the price of bread, they're uniting us in how we're all struggling to pay that grocery bill when we check out.
I understand. Yeah, we try to go to grocery shopping every other week. And if, let's say, we can push it off 3 weeks, we try to. And it's just, it's tough. It's tough out there.
Well, you know, I feel like it's trickling down to the restaurants too, because the other night we were going to order something to go. And I was on their website and I was putting it all in the cart. And it was just 3 of us. It was me, my husband, and Brooklyn. And when I was about to check out, it was $96. We didn't get anything crazy. We each just got an entree.
What?
And then with like fees and I was like, okay, forget it. I go, we're eating at home. I canceled the order. I'm like, I'm not paying $96 I'm sorry. Maybe some people are fine with that, but I literally could get my weekly groceries for, well, not all of them, but some of them for $96.
No,
you know?
Kidding. Yeah. We try to plan out our meals Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, we'll kind of eat out.
Yeah.
But even Fridays, we're trying to eat more indoors, at home.
Even though it's more expensive for the groceries, it's still cheaper.
Yes.
Than going out. Speaking of food, today is our National Taco Day is on Tuesday. So it's coming up. And Yelp is helping us celebrate with their list of the 100 best taco spots in the country. There's no spot in Vegas that made the top 10. I was kind of bummed. Number one is a place called Birria Family Castro in North Hollywood, California. They're famous for their family birria tacos. Second is a taco truck in Brooklyn called Birria Landia that slow cooks their beef. California really dominated the list. I was looking to see if there were any Vegas spots on this top 100 list, and there was one.
Ooh.
I've never heard of it before, so we're gonna have to go check it out. It's called Tequila Lil Time Bar and Grill. Have you heard of that?
No. Where is this at in Vegas? Do you know?
I'm not sure, but yeah, they were listed on here as one of the best places to get tacos in the country. Now I'm looking.
Oh, I found it.
Where is it?
Sahara and Jones.
Okay.
Not too far from the radio station.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. I saw a couple of San Diego places on here, Steph, your part town. Well, in Chula Vista, there was De Cabeza El Unico.
I've never been there.
Okay, that's on there. I'm trying to find.
De Cabeza Un Unico?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? Oh, the Craft Taco at Sova?
Yes, I've heard of it. I haven't been there. I heard it's good, though.
Okay. And then the Waves Taco Club in San Diego.
Never been there. Never heard it. But my favorite from San Diego is Lolita's. Did Lolita's make the list?
No Lolita's. Sophie, do you have a place in San Diego that you like to get your tacos?
Oh, it's so tough. I mean, honestly, I feel like the taco stand is just so reliable. Just so reliable.
And they have one here now, too.
Yes,
the taco stand.
They do.
We go there and get tacos.
Wait, didn't one time I just suggested a Mexican restaurant in San Diego, and then you go, Sophie said, no, we are not
what
going.
What was that place?
Cafe Coyote. And Sophie was like, please don't tell me we're going to Cafe Coyote. Steph recommended this. You could be honest with me. You could be honest.
I'm sorry. You know, I personally prefer the place next door. The
Old Town Mexican Cafe.
I just...
Is it overhyped? Is it just not good? You could be honest.
I was so excited. I was like, oh, I'm going to get some enchiladas tonight. It's going to be amazing. And then they came and I took that first bite and I was like, oh.
Mid?
Yeah.
You know what? It's all good, Sophie.
We're all honest. We're friends around here. All right. Finally, this morning, where did my story go here? Okay. Sorry. I'm like losing my mind. Oh, a new Halloween poll says 8 in 10 adults are going to celebrate Halloween this year. But most of us are not going to bother with a costume. The top plans are handing out candy, decorating, carving pumpkins. Are you dressing up this year?
I don't know if I am, but it lands on a Friday this year.
This is the time to go.
Yes.
Like, for it. It's going to be a whole weekend, you know?
Are you guys plan on dressing up?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Are you dressing up? No.
Sophie said no.
Like, having kids, I think, like, little kids makes the holiday a lot more fun. That's when I think a lot of that happens. Basically, kids make everything more fun, but they also make everything more expensive, too.
That is true.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.